Okay, here we are. And just a heads up, this isn't a real gem hunt episode. Well, I suppose it is real. We're recording it. It's not generated by AI. You're not having a wet nightmare. Or more accurately, this isn't a full-length gem hunt episode. We will review a movie. We won't review a movie.
Not this time.
We will not do a good job.
No, this is beginning to feel like my whole week.
This is a wet nightmare.
Yeah, I'm having a wet nightmare. Anyways, we're not going to review a movie. We'll review a movie next week and all that jizz. But This is our first weekly October update since we kicked off Horror Month. And We're just going to do this little recap of some of the shit we watched. My name is Cody. I have Beth and Buggy here with me. We're doing shots of Rumplemints. And We're going to get into some stuff that we watched just so you know what we've been up to. And what we're going to do here is we're going to list out the movies we watched and we're going to try to describe them in 5 words or less and then maybe talk a little bit about each one, whether we liked it or not, but very briefly, just because we don't want to take up a bunch of your goddamn time and all that shit. So here we go. Here's what we've been watching since the start of October. Night one, we watched Head of the Family from 1996. What do you have as a description there?
Look, Mom, no underwear.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
It was fun.
Yeah. I got softcore porn hillbilly creature feature.
Yeah.
It was a funny, fun thing. More of a comedy than a horror film, but I don't know. It was a fun movie to kick off the start of the month.
Fun is a good actual word for it.
Very stupid. I don't know if I'd put it on a priority list or anything, but if you're bored and you happen upon Head of the Family for some reason, yeah, why not? Just do it. Okay, night two. Porno from 2019. Not a porno film. Unfortunately.
Sadly, the first one was more of a porno film than porno.
I know, right? That was kind of funny. Yeah, more porn in the first movie than in the film called Porno.
Blue balls, for real.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for porno?
I just thought about something that happened tonight when someone said balls, but that's not what I wrote about. Surprisingly fun, a la popcorn.
Ooh, okay. I like that. That actually makes sense. I had demonic film haunts religious youngsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Jesus angle was great.
It was a good Jesus angle. It was more fun than I thought it was going to be. It's a horror comedy, but it leans into the horror, I think, more than the comedy, although there's plenty of comedy elements.
Mm-hmm.
There's some very graphic gore that I have never seen before.
Same.
In such a way. I think it's worth a watch. I think
I think you'd like that one most.
If we were reviewing this for a gem hunt, I think it could be a candidate for a gem, but we're not. We're just doing a recap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three. This is a real fun one. Exhibit A from 2007.
Bad Dad, total bummer.
Perfect. I had maybe a more technically crafted, bleak, depressing British found footage.
Yeah, rough stuff.
It was rough.
Have you seen it?
I had that one on my list actually at some point. Because also of its like voting amount on IMDb.
Oh, to watch. I mean,
yeah.
It was technically well done.
I think if you like found footage and, you know, with all the slop that's out there in the found footage realm,
it was well done.
This could rise to the occasion for you, but it was so fucking.
I was going to say.
Depressing.
Yeah, you like to be depressed as well. So,
yeah.
I don't.
I know.
But anyway, all you found footage people.
The plot did concern me.
Yeah.
I went, ooh.
Yeah,
I kind of.
It's too real. That happens.
It mm-hmm. did kind of feel a little bit too real.
Mm-hmm.
Number four. We're not going to talk too much about this because it's going to be an episode next week. A little film called Nadja from 1994. This was Buggy's pick for Gem Hunt.
Woo-hoo!
What do you got on that?
Sexy European vamp art.
Nice. I had artsy hipster lesbian vampire tale.
Oh, lesbian.
Ooh, do you want to throw down on this? You don't have to.
I don't know if I have anything.
You're going to talk about it a lot in the next episode. Yeah, you're about
to have to, like, next time we
okay,
talk.
Wait. Tarantula eating potato salad.
Oh nice. Mm-hmm.
That's a good non-spoiler, but wet your appetite.
Wet your nightmare.
Yeah. We're not going to get into this too much because we'll have a full review on the next episode in 5 minutes.
Or less.
Okay, we broke our schedule for the next one, and the three of us went to see Elvira, Mistress of the Dark at the Clinton Street Theater. This is from 1988. What do you think about that?
Just the fucking best.
So fun. Always a good time.
I love breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So does Buggy. Oh, here she comes.
Come on. It's Elvira. Yeah. Those are my five words for it. It was so fun. That's such a fun movie.
It's such a fun movie.
Like, I don't know. I mean, that's one of those ones where you could, like, kick off October every year with that movie and really get in a good spirit for the month.
Like how Tremors is our pumpkin carving movie. This is like the...
For sure.
You got words about it, Bubby? Hi.
I mean, kind of the same vibe. Just there's no way to not have a good time with a movie like that.
Yeah.
It's always fun. And also the people who came out were fun, too. So it was great.
Yeah, good crowd, good energy. Okay, number six, we watched Humongous from 1982.
Great slasher despite rape and dog death. It's fun anyway, though. I mean, it was rough, though. Starts with rape, concludes dog death. But it was kind of a mystery.
It is. I was having a hard time putting together words for this one because I wanted to emphasize the rape and the dog death, but that's not the full picture of this film. So I had kind of rapey Canadian slasher, but I don't know. That really doesn't do the film justice. It's despite the start of the film where some of the worst things are, it does captivate you as it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly better than you expect it to be as it unfolds.
Canadians do it right.
I will stand by my assertion that the best slashers came from Canada.
Some of
my favorites. I mean, the big ones, the classics that you know by heart didn't. But when you dig into the slasher genre, the films that were kind of underrated but were like super solid, a lot of them were from Canada.
Curtains. Is Black Christmas Curtains. Canadian? Or is it just
Black
like...
Christmas is Canadian.
See?
My Bloody Valentine, did you say that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. They all sound Canadian. That's all I know.
Yeah, sometimes sure. Upstate New York, just like Port Angeles, Washington, sounds Canadian.
Yeah, because they've got like, they're a little Canadian accent.
Probably when you go there, your phone is like, welcome to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I watched by myself because Beth had something going on that was much more important. And that is not a joke at all. It actually was.
It was a film class.
She was doing something good with her life. I was watching slop on my laptop because I couldn't get it to play on the fucking projector.
Oh.
But it was called House of Sayuri. It's a newer movie. Officially came out in 2024, but it isn't available in America yet, so I had to watch this weird bootleg thing on the internet with a bunch of shitty fucking commercials that was like not functioning well. That made me very mad. But my five-word description is silly grandma battles malevolent spirit.
Oh, that sounds good.
It sounds better than
silly
it actually
grandma
is.
Good.
That does sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to it. There's a comedy element that I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
A note about this movie that I think you should keep in mind. It was directed by Koji Shiraishi, who also directed Noroi the Curse.
Oh, right. Which everybody's seen and loves, right? No.
Yes.
Yes. Together. Okay. Yes. We watched it together. I mean, I've seen it three times, so I can't remember if you watched it with me once.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're not that important to me.
You would never remember when we watched things
I just
together.
Put you in my pocket and take you with me. All right.
And then finally, what we watched was a film called Fascination from 1979, a Jean Rollin film. I'm really starting to feel this guy's vibes. Like, I want to explore his own catalog. We did an episode about Lips of Blood not too long ago. It was our first and only guest episode with Buggy's
Never
dad.
Again.
Listen, I thought it was a good episode.
No, it was. I just feel like I was misrepresented.
I thought it was a good...
the editing.
A good selection for a film. So we watched Jean Rollin's film Fascination last night. What do you think about that?
Why are French people so hot?
Mm, yeah. That's
so
a good,
everyone
good
in that
point.
Movie is so hot. The fashion is
the
incredible.
Fashion is always so
Have you
good.
Watched that one?
No, it's just
those gauzy dresses
good.
With perfect tits underneath them. The whole
the
movie.
Best.
That seems to be a thing he does.
I am
He's obsessed,
here for it.
And I am too.
I mean, they're so gorgeous.
Yeah. I had something like...
I fell asleep though, by the way.
Yeah. Dreamy, sexy French vampire cult.
Mm-hmm.
I actually forgot to fill in a couple of my five word things. I'm realizing
we've had a
so
hard week
it.
Over here at Gem Hunt Studios. Not hard, just like everybody has 4,000 chores a day, and Buggy's back in school at the clown college.
Not clown college.
This is my dad's joke. All right, not about
so,
you, about me.
That was our official schedule, Buggy. Is doing her own thing as per usual, which I applaud, which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with freedom. We don't have much of it left. What have you been watching?
I recently watched, like, I think 5 of the Scream movies.
Okay.
Just, like, randomly.
Had you seen them before?
I've seen the first one, but I'd never seen, like, literally any of them.
I don't think I have either except one.
And I had also watched, like, 4 of the Scary Movie movies.
Oh, fun.
Like, okay. Before
Tandem.
That.
That's fun.
And I do think they're funny, but I get why you hate them. Because they're genuinely, like, it's... They're so, like... You can only take so much,
yeah.
But I really do like it because some of the shit's really funny. But it was kind of also funny to watch then like all the Scream movies after watching all of the Scary Movie movies because I was like, oh my God, like all of this
Is
shit.
Exact.
And actually, weirdly enough, I really liked Scream 4.
Hmm.
It was not good by any means, but I enjoyed it a lot. And I also didn't know that in the Scream movies, they have a spoof of Scream in the movie called Stab.
Yes, oh. I remember this. I remember, I don't know if I've seen them, but I know about it.
Yeah, and I just thought that was also interesting because I forgot that Scream is also kind of a parody.
Yeah.
Like in general, like it's not fully, it's still like a scary movie, but it is like kind of parodying.
Meta.
Yeah, it's
meta.
Like very meta. I guess that's better. Like it's very self-aware.
It's like that, what is it? Who is it that was like the one actor wore the t-shirt with the actor on it that then wore the t-shirt
oh,
of
yeah.
the t-shirt of the actor wearing
I know
it.
What you mean.
I remember
it's like
that.
Gosling and it's, somebody else.
It's Ryan Gosling and yeah, I don't remember if it's Ryan Reynolds or who.
That
if
would
it's
make
the
sense.
Other Ryan.
Speaking
no,
of,
it's someone
they're
else.
Both Canadian, by the way.
They are.
Uh-oh, this was supposed to be tight.
Sorry.
Hella tight.
Anyway, yeah, that's all I have to say. A lot of
okay,
Scream movies, also a lot of Friday the 13th movies
nice.
Because they're all on Peacock.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Peacock. We did a long time ago now, we did a 5 in a row, one night Friday the 13th marathon. It was hard to do in one
yeah.
night, but it was kind of fun.
They're the mm-hmm. same movie, but, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of just, like, women running around in their underwear getting
That's
murdered.
Kind of the best part.
Yeah, except it feels... I think I was, like, working on a puzzle while we... I was like, okay, I'm working
That's,
on this 1,000-piece
yeah.
puzzle while we...
Yeah, that's all you really get. That's the whole movie, is yeah. just naked boob
and again,
action.
And, I mean, there's always,
stab.
Like, the, like, one, like, dumb shit character that you root against. You know, like, one...
Totally.
Like, a bad dude. Bad hombre.
Okay, what do we got upcoming when this comes out on Friday, October 10th? I'm assuming I have lost track of time. I'm assuming the night before this comes out, we will have watched the Advent calendar from 2021.
Ooh.
And then what do we got up next? Hide and Go Shriek from 1988, Baby Blues from 2008, and then we got our big Children of the Corn marathon. We're
Shit.
Only doing 3 movies, and they're not back-to-back. I'm planning on doing first 2 one night, and then the third one the next night, just so we don't burn ourselves out on corn, even though I am a corn man. And we got a whole lot of other shit. Stay tuned to Gem Hunt. We got an episode coming up for you next week. We'll have another update. And we'll keep updating you. Check out our website, gemhuntpod.com. Find us on Blue Sky. Find us on Instagram. Fuck yourselves. Email go watch us movies.
If you want stickers. Yeah, fuck yourselves. I guess that's good.
If you want stickers.
We have stickers.
Yeah. Draw one and print it out and put it up yourself.
Oh, damn.
All right. Good night. Happy October.
Woo, spooky. Yay.
Dirt dogs on a gym hunt. We'll be right back.